This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
It is time for Black Wall Street Today. Black Wall Street Today is brought to you by Black Brand, the Hampton Roads Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. To find out how to be involved in Black Brand or how to become a member, please go to www.blackbrand.biz. That's blackbrand.biz. So, today on Black Wall Street Today, we have a special guest, CEO and owner of Girlfriends Tea, LLC. Sabrina Brown has a podcast, Girlfriends Tea, that airs on social media and Roku. On Roku, the viewership ranges from 250,000 to 1.8 million per show within the United States, Ghana, UK, Japan, and United Arab Emirates. Sabrina's luxury tea line, Girlfriends Tea, boasts a popular sample pack for tea lovers to try all the flavors. Sabrina is available to book luxury tea parties for bridal showers, birthday, and girlfriend gatherings. In 2022, Sabrina Brown launched PhD in Excellent, a 501c3 to raise awareness and educate about child sex abuse. Ms. Brown is passionate about helping others achieve their own PhD in Excellence as they address the secrets of their past, rise above them, and pay it forward. Ms. Brown was among 10 businesswomen selected to participate in Reddick's Rules Cohort 3, an entrepreneur and grant training program launched by Dr. Angela Reddick's to empower and develop 10 women of color entrepreneurs. Sabrina was awarded a grant for winning the CEO of You Speech competition. And she is here with us today, live in the studio. She has, throughout her career, conducted hundreds of workshops for internal and external customers, coordinated local and national events, and was certified as a master national field trainer. Whew. Ms. Brown, who has graduated Virginia Wesleyan University with a BA in Business Administration, also received a certificate in Practical Theology from Regent University and is currently pursuing a Master's of Ministry with a concentration in leadership at Virginia Bible College. Ms. Brown, who grew up in Norfolk, Virginia, in Tidewater Gardens, where her mother raised her and her two sisters, is an active servant at Cavalry Revival Church. And as a cheerleader, Sabrina immensely enjoys spotlighting others. It is in her DNA. I'd like to welcome Sabrina Brown to our show. Welcome today.
Well, thank you, Brian. I want to thank you for that detailed introduction, because it helps me to not have to say so much about myself. So I don't know what we're going to talk about today, since you've done it all. But I want to thank you for joining me for a cup of tea.
Yeah, absolutely. Can we talk about this tea right now that I'm drinking out of this wonderful Girlfriends Tea teacup right now?
Yes. Girlfriends Tea has 12 flavors that I uniquely named, and the one we're drinking is the other bourbon. And I call it the other bourbon. Of course, it doesn't have bourbon in it, so it's the other bourbon, because it just has that smooth taste. Now, I've never had bourbon, but those who like it say it has that smooth taste. But the tea that you're drinking is considered caffeine-free. So it's an herbal tea, and it has rooibos. And I love rooibos. That's why you have that smooth taste. Mm. It has rooibos and calendula petals. So rooibos is high in antioxidants, and it's great for your heart, and it has anti-inflammatory properties. And it's good for sleep, good for your bones. And when people think about antioxidants, you know, they're like, well, what does it mean to have something that's high in antioxidants? Well, when it's high in antioxidants, of course, it benefits the heart and any other free-moving cells that you have. So you have a lower risk of chronic oxidative stress-related diseases like cardiovascular diseases, cancer, and deaths from all causes. So there you go for that. But I'm glad that you like the tea.
Yeah, absolutely. So the tea that I'm sipping right now is called the Other Bourbon, and I think you guys just heard all of the health benefits there. So before we get into just the variety of activities that you're involved in the community, let's start right here with this tea in my hand. Mm-hmm. As an entrepreneur, what led you down the path of taking tea and making it not only your passion, but your business?
Well, it all started with COVID, of course. And in 2020, we were on lockdown. And a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, Ginger, we would go out. She's Pastor Ginger. We would go out and have tea occasionally. Mm. So during COVID, we couldn't go. Her favorite tea house that she wanted to introduce me to was on, it was, you know, shut down. So I said, why don't we have tea via Zoom? And so at that time, I was doing the talk show, Girlfriend's Tea with Sabrina. And I just incorporated the tea because we were already having tea on the talk show.
Gotcha.
I just didn't have a tea. And I never fathomed that I could have a tea. My own tea line, because I just thought, you know, it was just way out of my reach. But I decided to step out on faith and did some research. And I found a manufacturer. There are thousands out there. Found a manufacturer that met my standards. And I went from there and tried their teas and named the tea. And that was it.
Wow. So that's incredible. So once again, we're here on Black Wall Street today with entrepreneur Sabrina Brown, who was just letting me know that the way that she came about being in the tea business is because of her podcast, Girlfriend's Tea. You were already drinking tea on the show.
That's correct.
And then decided to add another vertical to your business by getting into the actual tea. So when you took that step into going from podcast host to incorporating actual tea and becoming a, what are you, a tea salesperson, tea manufacturer?
Tea retailer.
Tea retailer.
Right now I retail only online. It would be very nice to have a storefront, but I'm not really, that's not in my business plan. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have my tea in other stores. Because I'm not trying to manage a storefront, you know, even with people working there. I'm not trying to do that right now.
That makes sense. So a lot of folks out there listening right now are interested in podcasting or actually have their own podcasts. What was it like to transition from the world of podcasting into the world of retail? What did that take from an entrepreneur perspective?
Well, the podcasting, of course, is still there.
Yes.
So to transition, I don't know, it just came natural for me. And I think it has something to do with who I am innately as far as being a people person, meaning I'm just going to get out and ask questions. If you know that, get out and ask questions and find out what I can do. But also my training within the United States Postal Service, as far as a podcast goes, because I would be a speaker for them at hundreds of events. Mm-hmm. And that was regarding the mail. But as far as retail, I was nervous about it, to be quite honest. But like I said, I just stepped out on faith. Once I had the product, I said, okay, what about the packaging?
Mm.
So I got wonderful reviews regarding the packaging. It's a very simple packaging. It's a craft bag. But even from people who are, I would say, high-end, mm-hmm. high-end customers, they like the packaging. So I'm going from the samples pack now. By the way, the samples pack has all of the flavors in it. There are 12 flavors. So it helps that I have the samples pack, because what I surmised is that if somebody just tried one flavor, now the other bourbon is in the tops, definitely. But if they tried a flavor and didn't like it, especially if they only bought that flavor from me, mm-hmm. chances are they probably wouldn't order another bag. I'm just thinking how I think. So you get to try all of them, and then they get to order their unique bag. So it was just something that it just came to me to do, and it was trial and error. So I would get feedback, obviously, from the customers on the packaging, feedback on the pricing, et cetera. And now we're there.
Gotcha. Now, a lot of people recognize you just within the Black entrepreneurial community. You are someone who I would call on the scene. You are definitely in the community and recognizable. And it's not just the tea and the podcasting with you. It's not just making the tea and spilling the tea. There's more than that. So talk to us about a PhD in excellence powered by Girlfriend's Tea. This is an important piece for you. So I want to make sure that our listening audience gets a grasp of exactly what you're doing in the community.
Thank you for that. Before we transition to PhD in excellence, I appreciate what you said about being in the community. And the main reason I'm out there is because I really enjoy featuring others. Hmm. Way before the podcast, I would go live with people. Once I find a good thing, I want everybody to know about it. I want to share it. So that part is still a part of me. I have to learn to tune it down a little bit, you know, because I really do promote others sometimes more than I do myself. So that's from feedback from one of my coaches. But PhD in Excellence is a 501c3, and our mission is to raise awareness and educate about child sexual abuse. Mm. How that came about on my podcast, which is Girlfriend's Tea with Sabrina, I interviewed Regina Marscheider. She was a former executive director for Stop Abuse, and I was a board member at that time. Well, at the time that I interviewed her, I wasn't. So they asked me on after she passed away. But she talked about child sexual abuse. The statistics, per the Centers for Disease Control, 1 in 5 girls, which was alarming, and that's still the statistics. That was 2 years ago.
Wow.
1 in 13 boys are sexually molested. And it is a familiar crime, meaning it's someone that they know. Mm. It's not stranger danger. Is someone that they know. And in some cases, they're groomed for it. The child has trust in the individual. And what really shook me during the interview is when she said that the perpetrators say, this is our secret. Mm. Because children like to keep secrets. And some of them never tell their parents. And I never knew how much it would touch me personally because I was sexually molested. As a child. And it didn't bother me, the interview. But after I started thinking about it and praying about it, I said, okay, God, trust me, Brian. I had no intentions of ever talking about it. Because for me, thank God, I'm beyond it. But when she spoke about what got me, this is what triggered me. You never know what would trigger you. What triggered me is when she said that they say this is our secret. Well, that's what was said to me.
Oh,
that
wow.
is the only reason I believe that was the impetus for me getting involved, because I had a conversation with her and I said, wait a minute, wait, hold it. I must have been 10 years old, which would have made that 1973. And you mean to tell me that what is 3 decades later, the same strategy is being used? It incensed me. I said, oh, no, we just got to talk about it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
We have to talk about it. And I'm not saying that people don't, but it's not being talked about as much as domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't.
Yes.
It needs to be common conversation. And there is, you know, some shame in domestic violence. But what I said on my show, and I understand that shame. I do. Because I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't tell my mom because I didn't want her being worried about it.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, how are we going to normalize it? We have to normalize the conversation. And what I say to those who are involved in PhD in excellence is, I get it because I was there. I never told my mom because I felt that she would try to kill him.
Wow.
And when I talked to her best friend, she said, oh, your mother would have killed him. She would have tried because my mother had a temper. Mm. And that's where I get my little fire from. She had a temper. But at any rate, I wanted to have an avenue where people could talk about it. So when I have spoken about PhD in excellence, people do come up to me. I'll never say who they are because I don't do that.
Yeah.
Just like Regina didn't do that. They'll come up and people just think we're having a normal conversation, but they'll say to me, you know, that happened to me and I still haven't told anyone. So I'm going to be doing a series of open forums in conjunction with Fountain of Hope Counseling. The owner is Tracy Barbie. She's exceptional, an exceptional counselor. So she's partnering with me in PhD in Excellence. I don't want to do these talks without a counselor being there because someone may be triggered.
Yes.
And plus, she is the expert. I was just a victim. You know, I have a passion for sharing it, but she's the expert that can answer questions.
Gotcha. And you said that you were just a victim, but it really sounds like you were a victim turning hero because you are helping to lift up the silence. And I feel like the silence and secrets is really where the predators hide. So I guarantee you right now, someone is listening and your story is striking a chord with them. They are currently thinking, wow, something like that happened to me, or someone asked me to keep a secret and I never told anyone. So for that person who's feeling that now, how can they help get involved to make sure that this doesn't happen continually, like how you're taking the step?
Thank you so much. You can go to PhDinExcellence.org, PhDinExcellence.org. We've yet to build a volunteers page, but you can contact me through there to get involved. And what I say, well, how it ties in, you asked that, powered by Girlfriends Tea. Well, right now, Girlfriends Tea, I'm not saying it's well known, but it's known.
Yes.
Because I've been doing it for 3 years. So PhD in Excellence doesn't have an audience yet because we were in the research phase and we're still in the formative stages of how we're going to go about doing these public forums. But we've already built out a 6-week training program for those adults. It could be men. It's not just open to women. Those adults who have experienced child sexual abuse. And maybe they want group counseling. So I'm working on getting funding so that we can have funding for those programs for people to have group counseling. There may be some scholarships for individual counseling, but most of the people coming through counseling, we can't assume that they don't have insurance.
Yes.
It's just that they haven't spoken about it, Brian. They have not spoken about it. So they can contact me through PhDinExcellence.org. But here's the safety net. For those who want to help spread the word and how it ties into Girlfriends Tea, I came up with the project, simple project of table talks over tea. Mm. So everybody who comes to a public forum will get a 2-pack of tea, a flavor, you know, our choice, and say, hey, all we're charging you to do is go have the discussion.
Wow.
With someone over tea, a bag for you, a bag for them. And you don't have to tell your story. Because sometimes it's not that person. Mm-hmm. I have a mother who told me about her son being molested. I have 2 gentlemen that were sexually molested that are willing to come and talk on Girlfriends Tea. But there are people who are not ready to talk. So you know what I tell them, Brian? Hmm. Take my story. Take my story from the website. I have a friend named Vanessa. Take her story. We're public. We're okay. So you just say, are you aware that there's 1 in 5 girls and 1 in 13 boys? And that would be with their own children. But, you know, sometimes it's the parent doing it. So yeah. It may be the aunt who has to talk to their nieces and nephews or the uncle. But we just want to start it that way.
Yeah, and let me just personally thank you for taking that courageous step to help bring those victims or people who may still be dealing with it to help bring them forward. It's something that's not addressed enough in general and specifically not addressed enough in our community. Before we get off this topic, let me just ask you, what gave you the courage to be able to tackle such a topic that, you know, some people shy away from even when it's brought up in casual conversation? What gave you the courage to be able to tackle that head on?
I can honestly say it's God. I'm serious because I had no intentions. I can say this. If my mother was still living, I wouldn't have done it because it would have torn her apart. One time I was watching television. Well, obviously I was watching television and I think I might have been late 20s, early 30s at the most. And there was a little girl on this nationally syndicated talk show talking about she was obviously there with a doll that she was sexually molested. But she told her mom. And that made me feel inadequate. Mm. Like, why didn't I tell my mom? So I went to a counselor. I have no problem. Before it was cool to say, I went to a counselor. It was one visit. And she said, why are you here? And I said, well, I saw this little girl on television saying she told her mom, but I didn't tell mine. Is there something wrong with me? That's really what I said. You know, should I have told her? And she said, well, why didn't you tell her? I said, well, I didn't tell her because my mother worked hard at basically minimum wage. And she worried a lot. I knew her personality. She worried a lot. And I didn't want to stress her out that happened under her watch. And I definitely knew, since I knew she knew the person, that she would try to kill the person. I knew it. If she didn't kill him, he would have felt like it. He would have felt like she was trying to kill him. Because she was high strung. And she just didn't play when it came to her children. So I said, I just didn't want to worry her because I don't even think about it. There were times when children or people would talk about being sexually molested, and it didn't resonate with me. I had no emotions whatsoever because it's not me. I give it to God. He lifted that off of me unbeknownst to me. So when I said that to her, she said, well, you know, some things you take to your grave.
Wow.
And I think it would serve you no benefit to share it with your mom because it's not bothering you. So if it were bothering you, I would say release it. So I kept it.
Wow. And I think what you just did right there, Sabrina, was highlight the need for your program, because there are children out there who are dealing with horrific traumas and actually keeping it a secret to protect the parent, from having to worry, or protect the parent from having to feel shame. That's an aspect that I haven't really thought of before. But yeah, I think you're pointing it out, the need for these kind of conversations, because there's a whole multitude of reasons why they're not being spoken about.
Well, there are agencies like Stop Abuse and other agencies. So I'm joining with them. There really are. There are agencies. You can go online and Google. There are plenty of agencies. I just don't think it's an open conversation, especially within the Black community. I've never had anybody in my I don't mind saying I'm 59, and I've never been approached about a forum for that.
Wow. So you're out fighting for the community in many ways out here. You're fighting with PhD in excellence. You are being a value to the community with Girlfriends Tea. But you also have an upcoming conference that I think our listeners would like to be aware of. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Thank you. Well, it's called the PhD in Excellence Conference powered by Girlfriends Tea. I didn't know until I spoke with my cousin Steven, so I'm grateful to him that he said, I thought I knew, but I didn't. Did you know that April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month? And I didn't know. I always hold my conference. This is my third year in April. So I was like, man, what are the coincidences that would tie in? So the conference is going to have, just as all other conferences, feature an array of speakers. But last year, I initiated the first annual PhD in Excellence Award. Now, at that time, because Dr. Angela Reddish received it, it had nothing to do with child sexual abuse. Mm. And for the purpose of the award, it has nothing to do with child sexual abuse. I just like the name PhD in Excellence because all of us have areas where we excel in.
Yes.
So the goal is to excel to the point that, hey, you're pretty much adept in it. You know, you're comfortable with it. Everybody has something they excel in, but this is an overall degree of excellence. So Dr. Angela Reddix was the inaugural recipient of the award. This year is going to be Delcino Miles, founder and CEO of the Miles Agency.
Yeah.
And Dr. Angela Reddix will return as a keynote speaker. But I'm pleased and thrilled to announce that Riverside Health System is a platinum sponsor.
Wow.
And so since they became a sponsor in the formative stages, I say, hey, we're going to incorporate officials or representatives from Riverside. So we're going to have Dr. Alexandra Ward talk about heart disease, because heart disease, you know, women, especially Black women, we're having heart attacks. So she's going to talk with us about that and how we can help take better care of ourselves. Vanessa Hill, who is the founder of the Nana Project, she does research on ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. Jennifer Shin will be on the panel. She's one of the four panelists for our diversity, equity, and inclusion panel. So it'll be Jennifer Shin. She's also from Riverside Health System. Dana Becton, she's also the chief diversity officer, like Jennifer, at Centera Healthcare. Toya Sosa, who is the chief diversity officer. So we have two representatives representatives from Riverside, and Lieutenant Arabia Shanklin. She's a friend of mine, but I've interviewed her on Girlfriends Tea. She's the Director of Human Resource Management and Congressional Inquiries, but she has a DEI background. Not only would she speak about DEI, but we're going to talk about the Crown Act. And I don't know if everybody's familiar with the Crown Act. Sign the petition. Look up the Dove Crown Act. So kudos to Dove. Sign the petition to end racial discrimination against women who wear their natural hair. And it probably applies to men as well. Vanessa Torres, she works for the FBI in Washington, D.C. She's going to be the moderator for the panel. And finally, Tracy Barbie, who is the founder and CEO of Founding a Hope Counseling Center. She's going to speak about child sexual abuse. There is nowhere I'm going to do a conference titled PhD in Excellence and not have something about child sexual abuse.
Wow. Well, it seems like after all that, there's only one reasonable question left to ask, which is, how do we get tickets to this conference?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Thank you so much. Well, the early girlfriend registration is open. And don't quote me, I think it's open through March 14th. So the early girlfriend registration is $90 right now, which is a steal.
Yes,
it's going to be
absolutely
at the Marriott City Center. Because I'm telling you, these hotels, they're expensive because of COVID. I mean, just, you know, everything's gone up. So the early girlfriend registration, I believe it runs through March 14th.
Is that on the website?
Yes.
Can you remind them of the website again?
Yes, yes. Okay, girlfriendstea.com and click on Girlfriends Tea Conference. Girlfriends Tea, TEA.com and click on Girlfriends Tea Conference and you'll see it there. So it ends on March 15th.
Gotcha.
$90. After that, it goes up to $105. But we have VIP. The VIP registration is $115. You have a reserved seat at a table. So hopefully you're not running late, but you don't have to worry about finding your seat. Prime seat on the front. And you also get a gift.
Nice. Wow. So, Sabrina, you have so much going on, and I know that the folks out there listening, they just got a whirlwind of information. So some of them are going to want to just talk to you directly. Like, I've got to ask Sabrina this. How can people contact you directly?
You can contact me directly at girlfriendstinfo@gmail.com. GirlfriendsTeaInfo@gmail.com. I want to add that Dr. Angela Redis is doing a book signing. She has two books. I don't know which one she's going to offer. She has Envision, Lead, Grow, and then she has a new book that features women normalizing the conversation about financial empowerment. I'll put it that way. So that's called She's Got the Power. So Dr. Angela Redis will be doing a book signing on site. I'm ecstatic.
I mean, you have a lot of exciting things coming up. Is there anything else you want to let the people know about what's coming out of Sabrina Brown's world?
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm asking everyone to follow me. Follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Girlfriends Tea with Sabrina. Everything is Girlfriends Tea with Sabrina. Easy to find. You can find me on Facebook, on IG, and on YouTube. Follow the page, Girlfriends Tea with Sabrina. Now, if you're really trying to meet the girlfriends and be interactive, join the group. Right now, what I'm doing is everybody who registers for the conference, I'm actually shouting them out in the group. We have a group of about 2,000 women. Tell them what they do, giving the page link. Hey, we all work together. You help me with the conference, I help you. So that way, they can look up that person and say, you know what? I came to this conference specifically to see you because I want to ask you about your services.
Wow. And I feel like the folks listening are understanding what an amazing value that is. So make sure that you get your conference tickets today. I'd like to thank our in-studio guest today, Miss Sabrina Brown, who is not only an excellent tea retailer, which I'm enjoying her tea right now.
I have to give you some of the other bourbon.
Oh, please. And a champion for the community, but a multi-entrepreneur and an inspiration. Thank you for joining us here on Black Wall Street today, Sabrina.
Thank you kindly for having me. I appreciate it.
And as a reminder, if any listeners out there know a business owner in the city of Portsmouth who can use some extra assistance in legal, human resources, sales or just wants to be surrounded by a network of like-minded Black professionals who are invested in taking their business to the next level. You tell that business owner to go to www.blackbrand.biz, click on initiatives, and apply to B-Force Accelerator. Through B-Force Accelerator, they will get hours of hands-on, one-on-one technical assistance that will allow them to take their business to that next level. And this is not just about helping the Black business owners of Hampton Roads, even though it is about that. It's also about closing that wealth gap and uplifting our community. There are so many important aspects of our community that are affected by the Black economy. So, if you want to be involved in helping at all, once again, www.blackbrand.biz.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. Black Wall Street.